If you're interested in listening ad-free, go to patreon.com/drnosleep. There you can enjoy my ad-free podcast and never have to listen to ads again. That's patreon.com/drnosleep. Now time for the story.
Talk to nicely.
It fucking works, bro!
Dave shouted, his voice trembling with excitement.
Just trust me, okay?
Really?
I asked Riley, before smiling. Come on, man. You can't expect me to believe this stupid Bloody Mary shit. His voice went up another octave, high-pitched and whiny like a boiling tea kettle.
But it's not stupid, I'm telling you, this shit works.
So you really made your reflection disappear?
Yes!
I started laughing. Fuck off, dude. If you think I'm falling for this, he cut me off.
It's not a prank. Believe me, it's real. And it's going to blow your fucking mind.
I rolled my eyes.
Just try it,
he pleaded.
It's not like you have anything better to do.
Think of it as a fun little way to pass the time on a boring Monday evening. We're too old to be
acting like edgy teenagers who are terrified of getting embarrassed.
He finished my sentence for me, but not in the way I had intended.
You're right. We really are.
He looked at his face on my phone, his double chin hanging from his jaw like a fat little belly, wondering for the umpteenth time why women choose to go down on us when this is what they see. Video calling certainly has been a revelation in unforeseen ways. I sighed, signaling my surrender.
All right, so what the fuck do I need to do?
10 minutes later, I stood in front of the mirror in my bathroom, with the lights switched off and a lit candle placed on the counter framing the sink.
So, what next?
I asked, wanting to get this over with quickly.
Now pick up the candle, bring it close to your chest, and look into the mirror, he replied.
I obliged, with the candle in my right hand and the phone in my left, noticing that Dave was doing the same.
Now, smile, menacingly.
What?
I snickered.
Grin, motherfucker! Grin at the mirror until you start to get scared!
I was about to make a smart-ass comment, but then thought better of it. No sense in dragging it out. In for a penny, in for a pound. I leaned forward, brought the candle closer to my jaw, and after a couple of awkward seconds, stretched my lips into my best impression of an intimidating smile. The effect, while not immediate, did occur sooner than I had expected. The faint light from the candle basked the lower half of my face in a dull orange glow, casting long shadows on the rest of it, shadows that quivered each time the flame flickered under a misplaced breath. The glint of my eyes, the way my crooked canine gleamed, the malice that I intentionally emanated from my face began to make me feel uncomfortable, gradually, but steadily. And then Dave began speaking.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, now we are in your thrall. All we have is this to say, come and take our reflections away.
It was so stupid, so childish. I would have scoffed at the ridiculousness of it all, but the condescension caught in my throat, suppressed as it was by something else, fear. My senses had shot up to 100% functionality. I could hear the wind howling outside, causing the creaky branches of the tree outside to groan and scrape against my bedroom window. I could smell the melting wax, the traces of my soap in the drain, the sweat, which made my clothes cling to my body. I could taste the dryness in my tongue, which made it impossible to even swallow any residual spit, something I desperately wanted to do. I could feel the chill in the air, which made my insides shiver. But most of all, I could see the silhouette of my face as it was reflected in the mirror, grinning back at me with naked malice etched upon its face. The sheer hate being directed back at me was starting to unnerve me, even as I held on to the vicious smile, not wanting to break the spell. Was this really what I look like? Is this really my face? My reflection? Tension began to coil around my heart, squeezing it and making it pound faster and faster. And then I noticed my reflection's eyes flicking off to the side, mischievously. But mine had stayed put. I shuddered, as if someone had dropped some ice down the back of my neck. The fuck? It was a very subtle action, but I noticed. For a moment there, my reflection had acted independently. It made me acutely aware of the dark corner of the bathroom he had pointed at. I couldn't help but think that there was someone else here with me. And the more I thought, the more real it felt, as if I was trying to fill my fears into existence. I could imagine it all, the rustling of clothes, the tapping of footsteps, the sound of deep, ragged breaths forcefully taken from unwilling lungs. I squeezed my eyes shut,
Not real. Not real. It's all in my head. I tried to convince myself that my mind was playing tricks on me. Then exhaled to calm myself down. I needn't have bothered, because all thoughts related to it were wiped clean off my mind as I opened my eyes and glanced at the mirror. I was terrified. The smile had dropped from my face, and I was trying to make sense of what was happening, but not my reflection. He was staring at me, his lips still twisted into a grin and his face frozen into a menacing rictus. I jumped back, startled.
"It's working, isn't it?"
Dave whispered.
"What the fuck, Dave?"
I swore under my breath.
"What the fuck is happening? Wait, it'll only get better now."
"No!" I yelled, my eyes fixed on not my reflection. "End this now!" Before he could reply, something changed. My reflection moved, his pupils rolling back into his skull, leaving behind milky white sclera that gleamed under the false candlelight. Still smiling, always smiling, then he disappeared with an audible pop, causing the surface of the mirror to ripple, like someone had dropped a rock into a pond.
"See?"
Dave screamed.
"It works!"
"Stop this, Dave, end it!"
"I don't know how,"
he replied.
"It'll end on its own, but don't worry, this is the worst that happens. Your reflection will be back soon enough."
I dropped the candle, jumped at the light switch and flipped it on, feeling relieved as light flooded the room, sweeping aside the dark, heart pounding in my chest. I ran my fingers through my hair.
"Holy shit, dude,"
I said as I stood once again in front of the mirror, sans my reflection. It really worked. It was like I wasn't even there. The light rays falling on the mirror and just passing through me as they retreated back.
"It's some truly freaky shit, isn't it?"
I nodded, feeling pumped as adrenaline began coursing through my system.
"How did you even find out about this?"
"Well, I was on the internet and..."
"That's funny,"
I interjected.
"What is?"
"I can still see my reflection in the glass screen of my phone.
Does this thing only work for one mirror?"
He looked confused.
"I don't think so."
But I could see my reflection, a faint outline of my face off to the side of Dave's decidedly clearer head, an outline that steadily grew darker, like a splotch of ink on a napkin. Then the reflection smiled at me.
"Dave?"
I warned, eyes widening as I realized that my reflection was standing behind Dave. Before Dave could so much as open his mouth, an arm shot up from behind him, wrapped around his neck, and began to squeeze. His phone slipped from his hand and went crashing down on the ground. I stumbled back, my hand flying to my mouth in shock and terror as muffled sounds of Dave fighting off my reflection drifted through the phone before falling silent as abruptly as they had started. My fingers trembled as I held my phone in my hand, wondering what the fuck I should do next. A soft tapping drew my attention. I looked up and saw my reflection knocking at the mirror from his side. A mischievous grin still slapped across his face. When he saw he had my attention, he pointed behind me. I whirled around and saw Dave, or his demonic reflection, standing in the corner, eyes sunken into his skull, smiling at me like a madman. A gasp. Just a second ago, he was halfway across the town, locked in a life or death struggle with my reflection. Now he was here, right in front of my face. He lunged at me, so I chucked the phone at him and bolted out of the bathroom, not stopping until I had run all the way out of my apartment building, after which I took a cab and went to my parents' house and dialed 911. The cops found Dave's mutilated corpse in his bedroom, entrails ripped out and tied around his bluish neck, affirming the fact that what I had seen was real. Terrifyingly so. To this day, I'm still petrified of mirrors. Thanks for listening. This story was written by Bikram Mann. He is a very talented horror writer. If you'd like to read more of his stories, check out his newly released book, Unclean Spirits, available on Amazon. It's only $2.99 for Kindle users, or free if you have Kindle Unlimited. The link to his book is in the episode description.